But the Xfinity New Year New Deal is easy. Waking up the kids after a long winter break? Hard. But using the X1 voice remote to quickly find your favorite Netflix shows? Easy. Committing to a trendy New Year's diet? Hard. But watching the best shows, movies, and even live TV on the Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet? Easy. It's the Xfinity New Year New Deal, and it's simple, easy, awesome.
Now through February 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV and internet for $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement, with download speed up to 150 megabits per second, plus Stars and Showtime included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill paperless billing and auto pay enrollment. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Actual speeds vary. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, term, and premium promo, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
How does getting two Crystal Sunrisers for just $2 make you feel? Honestly, it makes us terrified. We can only imagine how many Sunrisers we'll need to make once people find out they can get two of those scrumptious little Sammies made with sausage, egg, and melted cheese for just $1 apiece. And now we're telling you about two for $2 Crystal Sunrisers. Uh-oh.
Get ready, guys. We're going to be busy.
Live a little. Copyright 2019 The Crystal Company. All rights reserved. Limited time at participating restaurants only.
At Simple Truth, we believe natural and organic food should be free from artificial preservatives and ingredients, free from GMOs, and free from things you can't pronounce. We believe these foods should be sourced responsibly and free from high prices, too. That's why at Simple Truth, we're proud of our foods, and we're proud of what's not in them.
Save over $100 with Simple Truth digital coupons. Download them at Kroger.com or the Kroger app and use up to 5 times in one transaction.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Platinum Jewelers in Memphis and now also in Germantown is the place to go for bridal jewelry. I've been telling you about them for years. It's where I bought my wife's wedding ring. And if you're about to make a big purchase, it's the place you need to go to. Platinum Jewelers specializes in engagement rings, wedding bands, and eternity bands. And if you don't find what you're looking for, they can help you custom design it. So if you're thinking of proposing, don't do it until you go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. They got 2 locations in the area. One is at 545 Perkins in East Memphis, and the new location's at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. That's Platinum Jewelers on the web. PlatinumJewelers.com.
Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking by offering a checking account that pays you. Visit OrionFCU.com to learn more.
Medical malpractice, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
Car guys know, not all motor oils are created equal. Because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLife technology, designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline. Trusted for 150 years. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $34.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station. Home of the Eric Hasseltine Show. Weekdays 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for another new money in the new year appointment. I'm a new
every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN and right now.
That's right. It is time for the 10 o'clock hour new money in the new year cash code. Text over, O-V-E-R, text over, O-V-E-R to 72881 here in the next 55 minutes. You're automatically entered for your chance to win $1,000. Again, text over, O-V-E-R to 72881. Of course, data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is 11 a.m. on the Jason and John Show when Bennett Doyle will give you another new money in the new year cash code. One last time, text over, O-V-E-R, text over to 72881. Good luck.
Jeff's guests appear on the Memphis Express phone line. Get on board the Express at AAF.com or call 901-881-3344 for tickets. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington's here. Chris, what is it that we're listening to?
That is, excuse me, that's Teenage Riot by Sonic Youth, 1988, their album Daydream Nation. The drummer of that band, Steve Shelley, is in town tonight at the new Crosstown Theater at Crosstown Concourse, and he will be hosting a documentary/concert movie from that album, which I would be at, but I will be with my entire family at a different film screening tonight. We're going to see Singing in the Rain at the Orpheum.
Singing in the Rain at the Orpheum. How is Singing in the Rain?
You've never seen Singing in the Rain?
I have, and I saw it in college at a, you know, they showed it in one of the houses, whatever, right. And I don't recall liking it that much.
I think it's one of the great American movies.
Okay,
I really
well,
do.
Maybe I should give it another shot.
It's weird because the modern section to me is the most dated, right? In Singing in the Rain, it's both.
What's the modern section? What does that mean?
It's the Sid Charisse sort of dance routine because the movie is set in the period where like it's about the movie business transitioning from the talkie silence to the talkies, and that's sort of what the movie's about. And there's a long section in it that's with Gene Kelly and Sid Charisse that feels outside of that period. It feels more of the period in which the movie was made, which I think is actually dated more. But I think one of the great musicals, but also one of the great movies about movies.
When's it from? Roughly?
1952. Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, young Debbie Reynolds.
I see. Okay. I always ask you questions that I give you no prep for whatsoever. If I only started watching movies in the 1970s, let's just say, right? So nothing before the 70s. Let's say
that's pretty common.
Right.
A lot of times when people talk about the history of movies, they really mean mainstream American movies in the 1970s.
Starting 70s. Yeah. Okay. So what are the five movies before 1970 that I should have seen?
Citizen Kane, obviously.
I've seen it and I don't really remember it.
Citizen Kane. I'd say The Seven Samurai. I won't give you a lot of foreign movies, but I'll say The Seven Samurai because it's an action movie, and I don't think, you know, the subtitle stuff is as important.
Would Chris Vernon like it?
Who cares?
I'm just kidding.
Who cares whether Chris Vernon would like something?
No, I'm not saying like, what I mean is, would he to me is mainstream America.
Right.
You know, like whatever.
I don't care whether it's a great movie. I don't care whether you like it. You may be wrong.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I understand that. Go ahead. I'm trying to decide if I would like it.
Right.
I'm somewhere between the two of you. I would say that in terms of my taste in movies. But so go ahead. Citizen Kane,
Seven Samurai. I'd say Casablanca. I don't think it's one of the five great movies, but it's a movie everyone should have in their vocabulary.
Right.
Howard Hawks is my favorite filmmaker, so I'm going to just throw out my favorite movie, which is Rio Bravo, which is a late period Western of his.
Okay.
And I'm going to go The Night of the Hunter.
What's that?
That is, it's Robert Mitchum, and it's sort of a, almost sort of a fairy tale, like sort of a dark noir kind of thing.
Any Hitchcock?
Oh, you're right. There should be Hitchcock on there. Take off The Night of the Hunter reluctantly and put Rear Window on there.
Okay. Rear Window. Okay. I, of course, saw the 70s remake.
Oh, my God. Christopher Reeve?
No, it wasn't. No. It was called Bedroom Window.
Oh, okay.
It was called Bedroom Window with it's just this is just, I hate to say it, this is me in a nutshell. It was let's see who's in Bedroom Window. It's I think it was called Bedroom Window. The Bedroom Window. And yes, Steve Guttenberg.
Oh my God.
Steve Guttenberg is sleeping with Sylvia, the wife of his boss. One night while in Terry's appointment, Sylvia witnesses a man assault a young woman, Denise Elizabeth McGovern, on the road below. Not wanting to reveal their affair. Is this basically the same? Is this somewhat the same concept?
I stopped listening to you when you said Steve Guttenberg. Vertigo is sort of considered the great Hitchcock film, but I think Rear Window is the great Hitchcock film.
So oh, that's fantastic. Oh,
but Singing in the Rain could easily be on that list, too.
All right, so you're going to see Singing in the Rain. I did want to tell people, by the way, Chris Harrington's appearances here are brought to you by our friends at Fleming's, and they are this Wednesday. They're having a St. Jude benefit dinner. It is a special four-course meal benefiting St. Jude. Special guest from ALSAC will be there. $30 from every dinner sold will be donated to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. It is $100 per guest, but here's what you get. You get pan-seared scallops with honey Dijon avocado sauce. You get sous vide pork belly. Have you ever cooked the sous vide method?
I have not, but when I was in Charleston this year, my wife and I sat at a bar at Stella, this little Greek place, and had sous vide lamb with lima beans. It's one of the best meals I had this year.
Sous vide is supposed to be, like, really the thing. Yeah. Sous vide pork belly. Plum soy duck breast, and then an apple bacon cake for dessert.
Again, awesome!
That is at Fleming's Wednesday, January 16th, a benefit dinner for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. All right. You have a piece up about the Grizzlies. We're halfway done.
We are. We're exactly at the midpoint of the season. They are on pace to be a 38-win team, and I didn't even remember. I went back and looked at what my prediction was in the preseason, and my prediction was 38 wins. Woo-hoo! So
let me ask you this. Would you now predict 38 wins? Would you stick with 38 wins? You'd go lower than that now.
I don't know if I would go lower. I might go a little lower. I certainly wouldn't go higher.
Right.
I think 38 wins looks pretty good, but I do think even though I predicted that pace, I think the 19-22 is a disappointment given, because my idea when
given
I picked 38,
five, right.
Well, my idea when I picked 38 wins was I was expecting Kyle and Gasol to miss a lot more games. They're on pace to miss two games total in the season, right? And if you had told me before, in the beginning of the year, Mark Gasol will play 82 and Conley will play 80, I would have predicted more than 38. So,
right. You went through some of this in your piece. What are the best things that have happened this season?
Oh, I think Jaren Jackson Jr. Being his upside is everything we expected, that those of us who promoted the pick expected, but his reality right out of the gate exceeds anyone's expectations, I think. And that's, to me, by far the best thing.
How much does the rebounding concern you? Like,
he's not a
rebounder.
I think if you're making your list of, like, you know, the problems in his game and what you're concerned about, that's, you know, near the top, if not at the top of the list. I think he can be, if you can be a dominant defender and a 20 point a game scorer and a mediocre rebounder, you'd rather you not be a mediocre rebounder, but you're not going to, like, it's like baby in the bathwater, right?
What do you think he's going to
be? I think he will be a perennial All-Star.
Really? Perennial All-Star?
Yeah, a multi-time, yes, All-Star.
Five All-Star.
I think if he maxes out, not even maxes out, but if he hits, like, the top 10% of whatever, you know, he becomes what he really can be. I think he's a top 10 player in the league. But I think you can be a perennial All-Star and not be a top 10 player in the league. And so,
right. It's funny because in the wake of, like, this tank talk that people have been engaging in the past week, because various people have been saying, let him keep the 6 or 7 pick. Like, you can get a good player there, pick 6 or 7. The way this would go was, we already have our franchise player to build around.
You need pieces with him.
You need pieces with him.
Because that is the danger. The danger of kicking the can down the road is having the real rebuild happen when you're on the verge of him entering free agency. Or, I mean, odds are it is extremely rare almost unprecedented for a player to leave in free agency their second contract, right? And so chances are you got Jaren Jackson for like 8 years or whatever, not four or five. But you don't want to get in the situation where you're trying to rebuild in year three or four of his, you know? And so that is the thing. To me, the calculation is hard to make without having a better sense of this draft, which I don't. I just trust other people. And the general consensus is there's like two really good players and the rest of it's pretty not that great.
It is interesting. I mean, I know.
Like the reason, one of the reasons I was so pro-tank last season is because I watched these guys and I had a conviction, which I expressed on the show, that you can get a great player at three and four and whatever. Like I thought it was a good year to be bad because I thought there were a lot of really good players and not many landmines. I don't know about this year's draft.
Well, and the funny thing is, even in last year's draft, it was good to be three or four, but like, it's what you had chronicled. It wasn't as good to be seven.
We'll see. I think there'll be good players outside of those top four, but I don't know if there'll be any stars outside of that top four. I think Wendell Carter is going to have a really good NBA career.
He's going to have a good NBA career.
But right? I don't think he's going to be a perennial all-star. I do think Jaren Jackson will be. I think Luka Doncic will be. And despite, you know, some of the defensive issues, I think DeAndre Ayton will be too. I think those three players are going to be stars in the NBA.
Right. It's obviously when people say, well, you can get great players anywhere. Look at Draymond Green, where he was taken, or look at Manu Ginobili, where he was taken. As you've pointed out many times, that's a shot in the, you know, that's a million,
It's a probability
thing. A probability thing. It's a little bit, and I don't know what your numbers were, and I don't expect you to have them here. You look up and see where Klay was taken, and you look up and see where Giannis was taken, and you look up, like, there are...
I want to say outside
the top four, aren't they?
I want to say, well, sure, you find examples of anything. Right. I did all this last year. I don't remember it, but I want to say outside the top 10, but still in the first round, like that 11 or 30, I think it was like a 4% chance of getting a star. Where, you know, I think the odds fall precipitously from top five to second five, and then again from second five to 11 through 30, and then it falls off the map in the second round. Right.
I guess because of where we are now, I'm interested particularly, and we do this, we have lots of time to do this, in the second five. You know, right. That's what I'm, what is the hit rate there?
It's better than 11 through 30.
Right, it's better than 11 through 30. I mean.
But it also, looking over 20 years.
Yes, right.
If you look, you have to apply it to an individual draft, right?
Every draft is not equal. There's some drafts which have players available in that.
And this is considered a weaker draft. And I don't know for myself if it is because I haven't watched any of these guys play.
Okay, so we said that the good news was Jaren Jackson Jr. That's the best news. What else is good news?
Well, there was no guarantee Mike Conley was coming off heel surgery. We didn't know what Mike Conley was going to be, and he's missed one game, and he has been really averaging 20 points a game. He's playing at a borderline, debatable all-star level. He basically is back. I think his shooting percentages are a little bit lower than you would want, but
he's forced to do.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think Mike Conley making it all the way back to essentially his old self from the heel surgery is one of the good things. And I think the Kyle Anderson signing. I think it is an ongoing process of maximizing his skill set on the roster, but I think they have made progress in that process, right? And I think if you look back and you see, for all the consternation about, Tyreke Evans walked, look at what Tyreke Evans is doing for Indiana this season.
Right.
And that's for, 150% of what Kyle Anderson's being paid. So to lock up Kyle Anderson for 4 years on a reasonable contract, I think was probably the best free agent signing they've made since Tony Allen.
Right. Yeah, I don't think the consternation was Tyreke walked as much as it was, why didn't they deal Tyreke? Why didn't they get the 2 seconds that they just spent on a adequate wing player, for him? But
they could have essentially traded, in a delayed reaction, traded Tyreke Evans last year for Justin Holiday today, right?
Right. So, so those are all three good things.
Yeah.
Those are all three good things. Give me the three bad things.
Well, you have Marc Gasol being really bad. The good thing is Marc Gasol was great for like a month, and the bad thing is he has been bad for more than a month, right? She had the Marc Gasol falling off the cliff for reasons partly known, partly unknown. You had the team's ability to close out tight games, which had been a strength for years, basically disappearing this season despite having Gasol and Conley healthy all year. I think they have underperformed in the clutch given the chemistry, familiarity that they have with their key players. They should be better. I think Dylan Brooks was being elevated into a new core player coming off that rookie year. He was out. He was with Gasol in Spain for the charity game. He was with Mike Conley to demonstrate the uniforms. They had him on billboards and posters and Dylan Brooks, and no fault of his own, but he's had these two weird, random injuries. And so, like, the Dylan Brooks year two thing sort of went kaput, which I think is a bummer. Right. And I think, you know, they had hoped that Marshawn Brooks, they'd really found some diamond in the rough. He was going to be, like, their double digits off the bench, right, sixth man, or Cheek Tyreek, and that didn't work out.
Right. And then, of course, and then there's, I would say there's more questions about JB than you would have wanted at this point. Like, I wouldn't, like, don't you think?
I think he was an unknown coming into the season, and he remains probably too much of an unknown for comfort, I would say.
And then there's, and then of course there was the partial fiasco, but you never
I put that under the ugly, right?
You didn't expect anything from him anyway.
Well, I went back and reread my predictions. He sort of lured me in a little bit. I said, one of my predictions was Chandler Parsons will have his best season as a Grizzly, which is a really low bar to clear,
right,
but he would not last as the starter. Kyle Anderson would take his spot. So I was right about the second part, and I was wrong about the first part. I did think he would be better, but I did not think he would sustain what he did in the preseason. No.
Right. One of the things you take up here is whether is what to do with him. He obviously would love to be traded right now so he could have that playing time that he so richly deserves. But what would he's not going to be traded. I think we all understand he's not going to be traded during this season.
I think it is unlikely there will be a resolution this basketball season.
Okay.
It's possible, but it's unlikely.
What would we know that they could stretch him. They could let him go and then pay out his salary over spread this cap hit over 3 years. We know that would be an option this summer, right? What would a trade, could a trade look like?
I actually, since I wrote whatever my initial Parsons thing was a few days ago, I sat down and went through all the rosters and looked and thought about that very question. And I grew more skeptical of the idea there will ever be a trade involving him. I think it's possible. But if you're trading Chandler Parsons, say this summer, he's still got a $25 million next year on his books, right? So in order for someone to trade for Chandler Parsons, they have to be sending back contracts, significant contract that goes beyond next season, right?
Right.
And presumably significant contracts they don't want going beyond next season.
That's why that's the only reason they're doing it.
And otherwise, I think if you go through the league, contracts have gotten shorter.
Right.
In the new CBA, you don't have the 5, 6, 7, 8 year contracts anymore. So there's not that there's not as much long term money on anybody's books anymore. And the big money was 2016, which is the same year that Parsons signed, right? There are not as many bad contracts that have been signed after Chandler Parsons. And so, you look around the league, I can count on one hand like the number of other contracts I could see coming back in a Parsons deal. And there's one that the Grizzlies aren't going to take, which is the John Wall contract, which I think is the most untradeable contract in the league. And there are two or three others that I could see maybe the other team wants to get off of, but none of them are obvious. Like, you know, the Andrew Wiggins thing is what everyone throws out there. I think that's debatable for both teams. I mean, maybe if you're the Timberwolves, you got rid of Thibodeau. Like, let's see if Andrew Wiggins could be reborn. It's not necessarily something you're trying to get rid of right now, right? I think there are other situations like that.
Right.
And so I think the most likely scenario is a simple buyout sometime next summer on the eve of next season, much like New York did with Joakim Noah. I think that is the most likely end game.
If you do that, you end up...
He'll be on your books next year, minus whatever he gives back in a buyout.
I see. So that does come... whatever he gives back does come off of the... does it come off of your cap?
I believe it does, yeah. But we're talking about a small amount, right?
Right.
I'd have to double check that, but I think it does. But we're talking about a couple million dollars, basically. That's what it would be.
Right.
We're not talking about anything significant. You're going to be paying the bulk of that $25 million on your cap.
Theoretically, I know that he would not agree to this, but if you could say, Chandler, we'll let you buy out of here, but we're only going to pay you $10 million next year. I know that he wouldn't say yes. That wouldn't happen. But is it your understanding?
No, I think there's a limit. I think there's a limit to what you can do. I'd have to go back and look all that up. I think there's a limit.
So. You think that's a likely scenario? They're not going to stretch him. They're just going to have him on the books last year.
The stretching thing, I think, dovetails with the Gasol decision. The only reason you would stretch Chandler Parsons is if you think you can create enough cap space to be meaningful this summer. I think that's very unlikely. It's if Gasol just walks and you, like, boom, $25 million, poof, off your books, and then you stretch Chandler Parsons and poof, another $16 million off your books, and you can get to a spot where you have cap space. But what are you going to do with it?
Right.
What are you going to do with it, right? And so I wouldn't take a stretch off the table, but I think a stretch is very unlikely. I think a buyout is most likely, a trade is second, and a stretch is third in terms of likelihood.
I got you. Is Mike Conley going to make the All-Star team?
Probably not, but I wouldn't rule it out. I went through all of that, and to me, there are eight players in the West who are deadlocks. Two more that I think are pretty probable. That gets you to 10 spots. There's two spots left. I think there are nine players you can make a case for those two spots. I do think Conley is among those nine players. Now, the odds of being one of two out of nine.
Who are the two leaders of the nine? Who are the most likely? Who are some
of them? I think there's going to be a big that comes out of those last two spots. Because when I have the 10 players I think are likely to make the team, I've only got two bigs on there.
You can probably read all this at the Daily Memphis.
Yeah, which is Anthony Davis and Nikola Jokic for Denver. So I think there's probably going to be a third big. And Marc Gasol, I think, is no longer a candidate for that. He was a month ago. So I think Clint Capella, Karl-Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, those are your best three bigs probably, you know, after Davis and Jokic. One of those probably is on the team as a third big. And then you get into the those two guys who are left over, Luka Doncic, Tobias Harris with the Clippers, Jamal Murray with Denver, De'Aaron Fox with Sacramento, Drew Holiday with New Orleans, and Mike Conley. And I don't think it is crystal clear that any of those players is more deserving than Mike Conley, but I think it's very debatable. I think Conley is unlikely to make it today. I think if he and the team both have a strong next couple weeks, he's got a chance. But you look at the schedule, they're probably not going to have a very strong next couple weeks.
Well, and that was the last thing I was going to get to. Obviously, you got Miami next.
Four games after this game at Miami is really important because the four games after that are brutal, completely brutal. And after that, it eases up. Like, if you can survive these next five games, you're going to have a five-game homestand, and then you're going to have a three-game road trip against some fairly middling competition. But you got to find a way to get a couple wins in these next five, and that's going to be hard to do.
And the brutal, so it's Miami Saturday.
Yeah. At Houston.
And then it's at Houston, and the Miami game, of course, is away as well. So it's right. At Miami, at Houston, the Bucks at home, at Boston.
At Toronto, and the second night of a back-to-back. Right. That's rough.
It's rough. There's not a W in there, is there?
You need to win at Miami, I think. There may not be a W in there. If you go 0 for 5 on that stretch, like, you're probably cooked. I think you probably need – I think 1 and 4 is hard. It's going to be hard to get back from. They have a chance. Oof. They have a chance after these five games, if they are still together and solid, they have a chance to really be a lot better because of the schedule is going to ease up significantly after these five games. But these five games are rough.
After these five games, then you have New Orleans at home, the Hornets at home, the Kings at home, the Pacers at home, and the Nuggets at home.
Yeah, these aren't easy games.
All winnable.
Yeah, but they're all home. And then and then you go on the road, I believe it's Charlotte, Minnesota, and New York, right?
It's Minnesota, Charlotte, and New York, right. So,
and then if you then once
that's,
you
that's an eight-game stretch, five home, three right. on the road, which are all
and yeah. And sort of the bad thing is that bad, good, I don't know. But the easiest part of the schedule is after the trade deadline, right? So if you can survive as a nominal contender for a playoff spot through the trade deadline, you look at the end of the season, you got Chicago twice, you got Orlando twice, you got Atlanta, you got Phoenix, you got Dallas three times. And, you know, the schedule is so much easier in the last 2 months of the season than it's going to be up until that point.
That's interesting and it's interesting and kind of unfortunate in a way because it'll also drain the enthusiasm away, too. I mean, that in addition to reframing how you approach the trade deadline, it'll also, okay, the piece is up at dailymemphian.com. You can read it, and we will talk to you, Chris, on Monday, I guess. Right. Enjoy singing in the rain tonight at the Orpheum. In the meantime, let me tell you that Sleepy Z's is the place to go for mattresses and for furniture. 50 to 80% off retail store prices every single day of the week. Sleepy Z's, winner of the best mattress store in 2015, 16, 17, and 18. That's because, of course, they are 50 to 80% off. It's because if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you get an additional 10% off anything in the store. And it's because they got the very best brands, the most comfortable mattresses. Serta Eye Comfort, Simmons Beauty Rest. They also have a complete line of Serta adjustable bases. They got a complete showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. You can make your own pillow at Sleepy Z's. Head on in there and do that. And if you need financing, they have all kinds of financing options available. up to 48 months. Again, mention my name, Jeff Calkins. You get an additional 10% off anything in the store. That's Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner. It's located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue. It's right there next to Hollywood Feed. You can also call the store directly, 901-692-6200. When we come back, Jeffrey is going to... Are you going to make him money, Jeffrey, or what? We're being cautious. We're being cautious with this. Jeffrey will forecast the coming games into the NFL schedule. We'll do that next. Jeff Gawkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know it. New money, new year. We're the Money Trio. Coming up at 11 a.m., we are all for that cash. New money, new year. Get the code weekdays at the top of the hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Text that code to 72881. Data message rate supply national contest. And you could get paid a grand. New money in the new year. You know where the dollar's at. At the top of every hour weekdays, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dollars, zeros, strikes. Car guys know, not all motor oils are created equal. Because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLife technology. Designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline. Trusted for 150 years. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $34.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Don't miss the Save Big Sale at Mattress Firm. Right now, you can save not just $100, not just $200, but up to $400 on the best brands like Beautyrest, Serta, and Sleepy's. That means you can take home a Serta Memory Foam Queen mattress for just $397. Have you ever seen a sale with savings this big? Hurry in today. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Jeff's guests appear on the Memphis Express phone line. Get on board the Express at AAF.com or call 901-881-3344 for tickets. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hello. because the Southeast and the Mid-South cannot compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. C Spire is investing in education, infrastructure, people to make sure that Southeast and Mid-South is a leader in technology. 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science. That's fairly shocking, right? They'll teach AP history and AP English and AP, all that stuff. Not AP computer science. So C Spire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach in their classrooms. Coding programs, competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never dreamed possible. And because high-speed internet technology is the foundation for economic development in these modern times of ours, C Spire is on a mission to deliver managed information tech services to more businesses across the region. The future's out there, and the C Spire tech movement is leading the way. Join the movement at cspire.com/tech movement. That's tech, M-V-M-T. There are NFL games this... I haven't answered the question, by the way. We know what Jeffrey thinks. The question is, which is more perilous, to double dip or the 5-second rule? Continuing my role as a radio professional, mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you
mm-hmm.
until the next after the next break. How about that? I will also tell you, all this courtesy of Ron Olson. You can always tell the Ron Olson items. When Ron Olson walks in here and gives us breaking news, you can tell.
Mm-hmm. The hard-hitting stuff.
The hard-hitting stuff. Costco. Do you know the answer? Have you heard about this? Costco? The Costco thing? Don't spill the beans if you have. Costco just started selling a 27-pound bucket of something.
You have my attention.
It has 180 servings.
Mm-hmm.
It costs $90,
mm-hmm.
and it has a shelf life of 20 years. This is something to eat. Costco, 27-pound bucket of something,
uh-huh.
180 servings,
uh-huh.
shelf life of 20 years,
uh-huh.
$90 if you want this bucket. What do you think is in the bucket?
I do not know the answer, so my guess would be canned tuna.
Your guess would be a 27-pound, I think 27 pounds of canned tuna would cost more than $90.
See, that's why I
don't you think? No, maybe not. Yeah, yeah. Well, how much is those? How much you see a little can of tuna? What's your?
I always thought they were like under a dollar.
No, how? Oh, no. They're like $3. Like if you get, well, it depends. If you get solid white tuna, it's like $2.79, I think, for a little can. But how much is in one? How much is in a?
So if you get,
how much your basic canned tuna?
So if you get Kroger Light Chunky, this is 5 ounces of tuna. That is 89 cents.
Yeah, you're not getting light chunky. That's basically cat food. You're getting solid white tuna.
So you want, let's say something like Starkist.
A can of Starkist.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure my dad sold that at one point in his life.
Starkist.
So that would be for a four-pack. For a four-pack,
are
that
you talking cans or are you talking these envelopes? I've never done tuna in an envelope.
No, these are the cans. This is canned tuna.
They're 5 ounces. So they're 5 ounces. Right. Okay.
Right. So that's $7.69 for 1.53 pounds of tuna. So 7 times 90, that's going to be over
$90. A lot more. So it's not tuna. I think we've established it's not tuna. Okay. As a radio professional, I'll tell you those two things after the break. Right now, Jeffrey is going to take you through the NFL weekend. Let's do it.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. You want to just take them in order?
Yeah, let's do that.
Chronological order. Yeah. 2 games Saturday, 2 games Sunday. Take us through it.
So the very first game of the weekend, 3:35 Central Standard Time. The Indianapolis Colts will travel to Kansas City, Missouri to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are 1-10 in the playoffs since the start of 1994. That includes 0-6 at home. They are 2-7 all time at home in playoff games. That is the worst win percentage in NFL history. The last two times these teams met, the Kansas City Chiefs blew a 28-point lead against the Colts.
It is amazing. I don't think of Kansas City as being a tortured, the Chiefs
mm-hmm.
as being a tortured franchise
mm-hmm.
because they're generally good.
Yeah.
They're good. They just don't. They're not successful in the playoffs.
Which is weird. We mock the Bengals, but the Bengals and Chiefs are very similar.
Isn't that interesting? But it's because I think of ineptitude as a whole different level of ineptitude, Buffalo Bills style, right? And
sure.
So I don't therefore think of, I think, my God, wouldn't it be great to be a Chiefs fan relative to a Bills fan?
Right, but in general.
But they're very much like the Bengals.
Yes, and in general, we do not ever mock Kansas City to the level. I mean, there's always some snide jokes.
Bengals also have sort of this
the off the field,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a crap organization.
Yes.
Everyone thinks the Chiefs are a model organization.
Yes.
Anyway, continue.
So, one important note from this game, Patrick Mahomes and Andrew Luck combined for 89 touchdown passes this regular season. It is the most for any quarterback matchup in postseason history. Here's what I think is very, very important, Jeff. Currently about a 5.5-point line in favor of the Chiefs. Andrew Luck has been pressured on 22% of dropbacks this season. That's the fourth lowest rate in the league. However, when Luck does find himself under pressure, he's made mistakes this year. Each of his final four interceptions of the regular season were thrown under duress. He ranks 24th in yards per attempt on throws under duress, including the playoffs. In the wild card win against the Texans, Luck was just 1 of 5 for 2 yards under duress. The reason why somewhat important is the one thing the Kansas City Chiefs do well is get after the passer on the defensive end. I'm not talking, obviously, we know all about their offensive prowess. But on the defensive end, I think they are the worst tackling NFL team that I've ever seen, particularly a good team. It is the worst tackling team that I have seen. And then the other big important aspect is keeping Patrick Mahomes in the pocket. The Colts did a really good job of keeping Deshaun Watson in the pocket. I have a pretty good feeling if you can keep Deshaun Watson in the pocket, you can keep Patrick Mahomes in the pocket.
I was so impressed by the Colts.
I completely agree.
And so let's be clear. My agenda in these playoffs, like in every playoffs where my Buffalo Bills are not involved, is to have the New England Patriots lose.
Yes.
That's my agenda. That's my sole agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was looking at it, I was lamenting that the Colts aren't playing the Patriots. Because I think the Colts would beat the Patriots. I'm not sure they're going to beat the Chiefs, and I'm not sure San Diego's going to beat the Patriots.
But
I think the Colts would beat the Patriots.
Here's what it boils down to me. We have now seen four straight quarterbacks, Goff, Trubisky, Watson, and this will be Mahomes. We've now seen all of them make their first playoff start.
Does not go well.
They're all 0-3.
Patrick Mahomes is a different kind of a cat. Did you see the thing? I don't know if the actual show aired, but I don't know even where it was. It was on NBC, I guess it was. They have this thing with Peter King talking to Patrick Mahomes, and he's walking across the field, and Patrick Mahomes is explaining how he threw some pass.
Mm-hmm. Is it the no look?
Yeah, it's the no look.
Yeah.
And literally, he is walking across the field with Peter King, and he throws a no look pass and hits the target.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
He is a different kind of a dude.
Who was the DB that the Bills got instead?
Jadavious White. Very good player.
Okay. Hey, look, that's it. Hey, corners are important.
He throws, he's accurate when he can't even see what he's throwing to.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like he's a generational thrower of the football.
It's almost like he's a generational thrower of the football. It's almost like as a professional talent analyzer, you should be able to know when someone's a generational thrower of the football. What's hard about that? Like, it is funny. Like, people say that it's hard to evaluate quarterbacks because, like, how do you know that Drew Brees is going to be like what? And that's because it's all brains and see the field. And so I would think there would be things that would be hard to evaluate in quarterback.
Sure.
I get that. The way Patrick Mahomes throws the football is his most astounding quality.
You know, he played an air raid offense there, right?
That's exactly it. It's ridiculous. Go ahead.
And the ironic part of it now is now everyone wants air raid.
Right.
They just freaking hired Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, go ahead. So what do you conclude?
So 5.5 points. Here's what it comes down to for me. I think Andrew Luck, since basically week 9, if he hasn't been the best quarterback in the league, he has been one of the 3 best quarterbacks in the league. I'll take the 5.5 points. It just feels like the Chiefs are just going to play a close game. So just give me the points. I want the 5.5 points with the Colts.
5.5 points and the Colts. All right. Who do you think is going to win?
I really think the Colts are going to win.
Okay.
I really do. So if you want to take the money line, I'm not going to argue with you. All right. Our Saturday night game, the Dallas Cowboys travel to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. This matchup features two of the best running backs in the NFL with Ezekiel Elliott and Todd Gurley ranking first and second respectively this season in yards per yards from scrimmage. The Cowboys have lost seven straight road playoff games, tied for the third longest streak in the NFL. Additionally, the Cowboys have lost five straight divisional round games since the divisional round was established in the 1970 merger. That's tied for the longest losing streak. This matchup's essentially strength versus strength. The Cowboys' strength of their offense is running the football. The weakest part of the Rams' defense, which makes zero sense to me, is stopping the run. On the flip side, the Cowboys' defense, very good against the run, but terrible against play-action passing. When the Rams have been firing on all cylinders this year, it's been because of play-action passing. I'm not going to overreact to how the Rams look down the stretch for this one reason. I think Todd Gurley was banged up, and I think it was very, very obvious that he was banged up. And once he got banged up, defenses no longer had to respect him as a runner, and they could really focus on getting after Jared Goff. I think Todd Gurley, with essentially an entire month to get healthy and ready to go, I think the Rams are going to look like the Rams this Saturday. Right now, it is currently a 7-point line. I am laying the seven with the Rams. Give me the Rams. I think this is a 10 to 14 point game.
This is the only one, by the way, when I called Jeffrey and asked him if he'd be game to do this, this is the only game that you actually feel comfortable with, right?
Yes, just because I do really think
you have a real. This is the one where you have a conviction on. The other three, you're picking because I'm asking you to pick them.
Correct.
But you aren't necessarily telling people to stake their fortunes on them. This one, sell everything, put all your money on it, and thank us later.
All right, let's go to Sunday afternoon, 12:05 Central Time. The Los Angeles Chargers take on the New England Patriots. The Patriots have won 8 straight playoff games at Gillette Stadium, the 5th longest home playoff win streak in NFL history. It's the 2nd longest active streak, trailing only the Seahawks. The Patriots were the only team to go 8-0 this season at home. Phillip Rivers and Tom Brady will be a combined 78 years and 198 days old on Sunday, making it the oldest combined starting quarterback matchup in postseason history. Here's the deal. You and I have talked about this all year. I actually think the Chargers are good. I really do. I think they are probably one of the most complete football teams, but I can't ignore history. Phillip Rivers is 0-7, including the playoffs, against Tom Brady. That is the 2nd worst record between head-to-head quarterbacks, trailing only Archie Manning and Steve Bartkowski, who was 0-9 against Bartkowski. When you look at him, how he plays against the Patriots, he's completing only 48% of his passes, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions in the two postseason starts. It's only a 4-point line. I just have to pick the Patriots at home to win by 4. The Chargers are going from west to east.
That's what they do all the time, though. They're a hellacious road team now. Road Warriors. This depresses me.
Listen,
the Patriots don't deserve this.
Everything screams take the Chargers. But I would rather die than bet against the Patriots and then sit there and watch them win and just go, what the hell was I thinking? Like, I'm more comfortable losing a bet if the Chargers win. I'm only laying 4. I'd be way more comfortable losing the bet with the Chargers.
And then finally. Eagles.
Sunday afternoon, 3:40. Sean Payton and Drew Brees are 5-0 together in postseason home games, tied for the most playoff wins without a loss by any coach quarterback duo in Super Bowl history, if they, of course, tied with Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. Drew Brees had one of the most efficient seasons in the NFL at home this year, posting a 76.3% completion percentage. He only threw 21 touchdowns, and he threw a ton of interceptions. He threw 1. The 2nd best QBR for any quarterback at home since the stat has been kept, falling only short of Aaron Rodgers' 90.5 in 2011, Drew Brees had an 89.7. Here is the only issue with this game. I have to consider whether or not Nick Foles is the greatest playoff quarterback in the history of the playoffs, because I'm very scared that this could be true. I'm going to dismiss that fact. I'm going to keep it simple here. The Saints are better than the Eagles. Drew Brees at home is a different animal. I think they have been the best team all year in the NFL. Give me the best team. I am laying 8 points. I will accept that if Nick Foles pulls this off, that we are just seeing something that is completely inexplicable. I won't be able to target why Nick Foles is so good in these situations. But if he does it, I will tip my cap to him. But I am not going to bet on a team that got beat 41-7 this year in against the same opponent.
Isn't, if you could watch only one of these games, you'd watch Colts-Chiefs, right? And this one would be second, Eagles-Saints?
Yes, I think I go Colts-Chiefs. No, I go Colts-Chiefs, Rams-Cowboys,
Rams-Cowboys,
Philly-New Orleans, then Chargers-New England.
Yeah, Chargers win was the least compelling.
I think that's why it's at 12 on Sunday.
The only if Chargers win, I'd like to see. I like watching.
Same, sure, so I, it's, same, the print, it's the Alabama.
It's
the
watching
idea.
Alabama thing.
Yeah,
yeah, but you need to make sure that we got to take a break. We got those are your picks. We're back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins and Show. I'll answer the chip. The important is it more dangerous mm-hmm. to double dip or to deploy the 5 second rule? We'll tell you that and this new phenomenon mm-hmm. at Costco. When
sweeping
we come back.
The nation.
Jeff Calkins Show, 93.9 FM ESPN.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. 2 cigarettes, 3 cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found that I liked it. Found that it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
An unreliable network can cost you money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction knocks out the power, you can still upload that presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 130-119. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection pro backup limited up to 6 hours. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Offer price requires eco bill pay for this billing and auto pay through Comcast Business My Account.
Pro football is back in the city of Memphis. Hall of Famer Mike Singletary leads the Memphis Express in its inaugural season in the Alliance of American Football. Experience 11-on-11 professional football like never before inside the Liberty Bowl Stadium. Single game and season tickets are on sale now. For as low as $20 per seat, you can be a part of bringing a football championship to the city. Visit AAF.com today to get on board with the Express. That's AAF.com.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. 2 things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it, and they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and that she's going to be in love with the ring, and that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 4 locations. See us online at RIJewelers.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Memphis Express phone line. Get on board the Express at AAF.com or call 901-881-3344 for tickets. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Did you see, Jeffrey, the photo of me sitting courtside at the Tigers game last night?
Did you see me reinventing the Collinsworth slide with you from Twitter?
I didn't see that. No. Yeah. What happened?
So the camera panned to you.
Yeah.
And I'm presuming that's what you're talking about, that
picture.
I'm talking
the one that Bruce Ryan, mm-hmm. retweeted a picture of me.
And I did the Collinsworth slide because the camera panned specifically right to you. And as we all know,
how did I look?
Amazing. That's why the camera found you.
It popped, didn't it?
Absolutely.
It absolutely popped. And you know why?
Because you shop at Oak Hall.
Because I was outfitted head to toe in Oak Hall. I don't know that I've ever looked as good in my entire life as I looked last night.
Can't argue.
It was the comments. Even John Martin, like, whoa.
Look out, world.
I said hello to Kevin Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Kane looked like he was meeting me for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was astounding. The shirt, that's a quarter zip sweater.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Peter Millar pants, five pocket. I was just looking too good. I was worried I was overshadowing Penny Hardaway.
And listen, it was a fair concern. And then I realized, like, no one wears a suit like Penny Hardaway.
It popped right off the screen, though.
Yes.
Go to my Twitter.
Gorgeous color.
I retweeted it.
Stunning,
beautiful color that goes with my silver hair.
Mm-hmm. The silver fox, ladies.
And you can do this, too, ladies and gentlemen. If you get to Oak Hall, and right now, if you get to Oak Hall, it is everything is, most things, 50% off. Mm-hmm. You walk through that store, sign after sign, 50% off, 50% off, 50% off, 50% off. I don't know how you could possibly look as good as I looked last night and have it be 50% off.
You can't.
It's why people wait 6 months for the semi-annual sale and why I was bustling yesterday and the day before when I went in there. Get yourself to Oak Hall and transform your lives.
Mm-hmm.
Always look your best.
Always.
Let's wrap this up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
I got to tell you the answer. The answer is, a new study says that double dipping is more perilous than the five-second rule.
Shout out to my brain.
Yep. Food scientists say a bowl of dip where someone is double dipped is filled with more bacteria than the average floor.
It hurts to be this
good. And the new item at Costco, 27 pounds, 180 servings of it, shelf life of $20, cost you $90. Run out and get it today. Mac and cheese.
Awesome.
27 pounds of mac and cheese. 180 servings, shelf life of 20 years, $90 is all. Get that 20 and eat in one sitting. Just get out a spoon. Be an American. What's next?
Here's what's coming up next.
What's coming up next on Jason and John? Brevin Knight's going to join their program, 11:25 for Brevin. I will be hosting the Eric Astein Show. Eric's going to join me at the top of the show. John Martin, Joe Mullinax will join me during the second hour. GP is live today. Dan Wolkin at 4:25, Jeff at 5 o'clock. And according to Brad Carson, Harvard Hornley. 5:25 today.
I do believe we're doing Harvard Hornlake. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back Monday. For now, our work here is done.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station. Home of the Gary Parish Show. Weekdays 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
So I went to Bounty the other day. You know, the farm-to-table restaurant on Broad. It was unforgettable. I had the fried oysters because I always have the fried oysters, which are seriously the best I've ever had. I had the lamb ribs, which are unbelievable, even in a town where ribs are usually associated with pork. I skipped the pork shank because you can't have everything, although it is fall-off-the-bone good. But I did have the Brussels sprouts and the eggplant lasagna and the key lime pie, which is one of the best, most underrated desserts in town. The point is this. Go to Bounty. Everything is sourced from local farmers. Everything is then prepared with extraordinary care, and then everything is served in a high-beamed restaurant, which is so open and beautiful, it makes you feel good about being in the place. Or just stop by the bar if you prefer. The cocktails are as well-crafted as the food. Bounty opens at 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday and can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. If you like farm-to-table excellence, Bounty is for you. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Learn more online or just call them at 901-410-8131. That's 901-410-8131.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers.